How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends.
With me, Tom Allen.
Are you asleep, love?
No, sorry, I thought you normally go first.
Do I?
Well, I don't know. I don't mind.
Look, guys, we're both here.
We're both here and we're glad you are too. Thank you for joining us. Now, today we're going to talk about hauntings.
Hauntings.
Now, Susie, you've been feeling haunted lately, haven't you?
Well, I'm feeling... I've got a touch of insomnia.
A touch of insomnia.
I can't get no sleep.
You can't get no sleep. And today, you've come straight from the heath.
Well, so I woke... I mean, you and I were drinking last night.
Well, we were actually having... I was having a salad.
Okay, well, you also chucked quite a lot of red wine down your neck as well.
Well, we'd had a lovely time.
We had a lovely time. So anyway, so I got in at about one...
Sure.
And then I woke up about four or five.
Oh.
And then
you had a pizza, didn't you?
Yeah.
I think pizzas aren't good for sleeping. They aren't conducive for sleeping.
Because they're so heavy?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yeah, my friends and I used to go to...
What about when you're drunk and you have Domino's?
Yeah, when was the last... But do you wake up going, I'm so refreshed. What a great sleep.
No. Also, Domino's text me more than my mum.
I'm not actually on a texting service with Domino's. Is that what happens?
They texted me when I was abroad last week being like, hey, hey, do you want a pizza from Holloway? No.
Oh, well, that's nice that they keep in touch.
So, and then I woke up and couldn't get back to sleep at about five. And so I don't know why, but I felt very, claustrophobic.
Oh, yes.
So that's why I decided to go for a walk.
That'll be the pizza.
I did about an hour and a half walking.
On the heath. What time?
Like 7?
Wow. You must have been like Kathy out on the wily, windy moors.
Yeah.
Yes. People go, she's there.
It's me.
What's the line from the book?
Out of the wily, windy moors.
What is it like? She's there, Miss Kathy, she's there. Thinking, what are you talking about? She's dead. No, she's there on the moors. So that was you. But did you feel better for a walk at 7 o'clock?
Oh, yeah, I felt heaps better.
Oh, I couldn't think of anything more.
I feel all right now. I feel a bit tired.
Yeah, you'll probably be fine. You might hit you this afternoon.
Yeah.
That's what I find.
But, I feel a bit haunted by my insomnia.
Well, it is, currently. As I've always been told by my family, it's always darkest before the dawn.
That's the thing. The worries, and I know we've spoken about anxiety before on the podcast, but everything seems so much bigger, doesn't it?
Everything gets worse, yeah. Everything's on...
You go, oh God, have I got...
Yeah. And
what about that thing?
What do you do? Do you ever take anything to help you get to sleep?
No. Should I?
No, I'm not advocating. But I know people do, and I wonder if that's... Oh, Susie's left her phone on, everyone. Who's phoning?
I don't know.
Is it... Oh, no, that's one of those numbers.
They're going to be like, oh, do you
Well, hey, you were in a car accident. I beg your pardon. Don't
You're
answer
like, oh
it,
God,
Susie. Don't answer
you.
It. Doing the podcast now.
I'm turning it onto airplane mode so our listeners know that I care.
So that the phone company thinks you're constantly going on holiday.
Oh, God,
be impressed.
Yeah.
So did you feel like the walk quenched your haunting feelings?
Yeah, a little bit.
Haunted feelings.
Yes, yeah.
Or not? Or did you get back and you were like, ugh?
No, I got back and I felt much better.
Oh, well, there you go. Cardio exercise. Cardio is good for that.
Cardio is good for that. Are you being haunted by anything at the moment? Poltergeist, that sort of thing?
I get haunted. I do get feelings of anxiety and worry often at night. And so I will listen. Actually, I'll listen to podcasts. Not to reinforce an advert for this. But I tend to listen to podcasts or audiobooks before I go to sleep. And sometimes I found if I don't listen to something, I'll wake up and then I'll have nightmares.
Oh.
Horrible nightmares. Often I don't know what they're about.
I had a nightmare last week about you, didn't I?
Oh, my goodness. This sounds like a dreadful nightmare. Tell the people.
So, Tom and I have done a little TV record this week for a stand-up thing. We'll tell you about it when it's on. And I dreamt that... Oh, I dreamt that I went on and did
all of Tom's material, sort of in your voice.
Which isn't the nightmare, per se. Like, doing my material, by the way, is great.
Do you mean, I do it frequently when you're not around.
Do you?
All the time. Very confusing.
And you came off stage and you... What?
And I came off stage and I went into the dressing room and you were so angry with me.
I mean, I can't imagine why.
Of course. And you were like, you've literally just done the routine that I'm about to do. And they were like, please welcome to stage Tom Allen. And you were looking at me going, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Oh, what does
and then I woke up. You think I'm
angry with you in some way? Is that what the dream means? That,
well... Today, normally in the studio, we sit really close together, and today we chose to sit.
It's because they changed the table. They changed the table around. Now we've got loads of room. I just thought, I'm sort of sat in the corner. I like
it. The boy in the corner.
But no, I think it's, we all naturally have those fears, don't we? And I think a good ghost story always like plays on those natural fears we all have of, you know, being buried alive or.
Oh yeah, you know, that's a horrible one,
isn't it? I think the main thing about being buried alive that's horrible is it's like having to spend time in my own company.
Well, that's the problem with insomnia.
You've got
no one to talk to but your brain.
Oh, you're right. When you put it like that,
that's what the issue is.
Mm.
They started like counting down. Do you ever do that? Go from like 100 down.
No, people
down,
say that is good though.
But then it's like 100. So my brain, I'm going 100. Oh, 99, funny, 98, 97. Mm-hmm. You're probably terrible at your job. 96.
Oh, no. I'm falling asleep. Or somebody said to me, you should not count the numbers, but just go through your day in reverse and think of all the things you've done, or do it, you can do it over a week and think of all the things you've done this week. And that will naturally, maybe it's just specific to my life.
Yeah, very.
Very boring.
Got up. Iron shirt.
Oh, if only I iron my shirts in the morning.
My cousin once told me that she was counting sheep once when she was trying to get to sleep. And when she got to like 250, she just was like, oh, I'm not sleeping tonight.
I also think if you can't sleep, the best thing is to do is I make a little pact with myself and I go, it still counts as sleep, even though I'm not unconscious. So then that takes the pressure off, do you see?
Oh, yeah.
Clever, right? Really
very clever. How many other packs do you have with yourself?
Several. I'm like the United Nations. Like, do not leave the house on a Tuesday and do not...
Oh, my God, Tom, it's a Tuesday.
Oh, no! The pact is broken.
Oh, God.
Do you like scary films?
Yeah. Well, I like the rush that it gives me. And then I'm petrified.
Oh, really? What's the scariest film you've ever seen?
Oh, God.
What?
Annabelle?
Oh, no, I've never seen that. Oh, it's a neighbour of my mum and dad.
It's about her. And she's about living in Bromley. It's horrible. Absolutely dreadful.
Oh, I hope not.
It's about a doll that's possessed.
Wow. Scary.
Yeah.
What, like?
She's possessed by one of the Manson killers.
Oh,
it's
right.
Like based on a true story. You know how things are like always loosely based on a
true story? Based on a true story.
Okay, I'm not joking, Thomas. So, Charles Manson's cult, he sent this girl to kill her parents.
Yes.
And then she went next door and killed the neighbours as well. And as she killed the neighbours, there was like a China doll that was in the room.
Okay.
Anyway, afterwards, every time that China doll was in a room, something horrible would happen, like a baby fell out of a window.
Ooh.
Like really weird stuff. Anyway, the doll, this is absolutely true, the doll is now kept in a glass case and is blessed like three times a week by a priest, and it's got to be like locked up in this place. I know you think it's all crazy, and it is all crazy, but the thing that was really scary was at one minute it'd be a doll, and then you'd see this like girl that was like the Manson killer, like sort of crawling along the floor because she like became... It was like
she became the doll.
She was like possessed, like the ghost lived in her inside her.
Oh, that's terrible.
It was like it said. I do appreciate how nuts it sounds.
That sounds rubbish. I've never heard of it
because I'm tired. I feel like I'm making. Am I making any sense?
Well, I was just thinking, were you making this up?
Oh God, I'm trying to get the feelers out for Annabelle, my movie.
People are going to go wild for that.
What's the scariest film you've seen?
I was just thinking about that. I was quite scared at the orphanage. But that's mainly the shocks.
They've got the sacks on their heads.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's absolutely terrifying.
That's horrifying, isn't it? And there's the woman crossing the road.
Yes.
That bit's scary when she just turns. But it's all the shock value, I think. When you go and see those things, you're just like waiting. When's it going to be? When's the moment going to be that they do something? And then as soon as they go, I scream as well. I mean, during horror films.
All right. Just down the street. Chase me, chase me.
Yeah, when I'm scared.
I rewatched Scream a little while ago.
Oh yeah, was that held up? I feel not.
No, it really does. It plays into every horror movie cliche.
Oh, okay.
Which they sort of don't do knowingly.
Yeah, oh right.
But it is so jumpy.
Well, that's what you want,
so jumpy,
isn't it?
Yeah, it's right. Great. And also, like, afterwards, you don't have to be like, oh my God, is there someone? Because I'm scared of ghosts more than people murderers.
Have you seen a ghost?
No, I've sort of felt like I've been watched before.
That's because it's your job.
Oh, yeah, that's that. Okay, but, yeah, no. Yeah, no, but I felt, I've been like,
on
I felt.
Stage, did anybody else feel this tonight? I felt like I was being watched. Susie, it's a comedy club. Yeah.
You know, like when you go in somewhere and you're like, oh, it feels a bit creepy.
Oh, that would be terrifying, wouldn't it? If you walked into somewhere and someone, oh, walked into a dark room and you didn't realise you were being watched. Oh,
terrifying.
That would scare me. That would frighten me.
Have you ever seen a ghost?
No.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yeah. I don't believe in them during the...
If any ghosts are listening, text in.
Text in. You know the number. Or I think the idea of them is almost worse than if I saw one.
Yeah.
Like, I remember staying in a flat in Edinburgh and... I'd come home late at night, and it was in Edinburgh. They have a lot of old buildings where they look just like a townhouse.
Yeah, but they are so high.
They go up really, really high.
Spiral staircase.
Yeah, like purpose-built flats in them. And I'd go in on the ground floor. Often on the ground floor, there's like a garden door.
Yes, or like a bike where they keep the sheds. No, shed where they keep the bikes.
And you said that with such fearsome commitment. Or maybe a bike where they keep the sheds. Oh, no. Not one of those. And I remember, yeah, there was a flat they were renovating on the ground floor, and there was just a flickering lamp, and you could just see the hallway. Oh, no, that's not, that's it. There was just an open door. There was just an open door.
Oh, that is...
And it was always dark. Oh, even now. To run up the... And they had quite a dim light in the flat, so I always felt
scared. Yeah, because I wouldn't be scared of, like, a person in there. I would be more scared of something that was dead.
Oh, I wouldn't like that at all. Yeah.
Is that the creepiest sort of situation you've been in?
Oh, and once I got a tour of the Natural History Museum, and they have some offices at the front, on the front fascia, which aren't in use anymore. But it looks like everybody from, like, 1989 was just told, like, leave your things, we're going to a new office now. So everything
that's
is...
That's terrifying.
Really terrifying.
That's like in Chernobyl, isn't it?
I don't know if it's quite like Chernobyl, but it's... yes, but it's...
Okay, I don't think... I'm not saying that it's... But am I thinking of Chernobyl?
Where there was the nuclear explosion.
Yeah.
You'd probably just have to leave, yeah.
Well, yeah, because you still can't really go in there.
Yeah.
And so a little while ago, a photographer went in on the back of a motorbike, like, and they drove through it, and he did, like, and took loads of pictures.
Oh, my God, what a strange thing to do. Was he in a suit?
Yeah, he was in, like, a special suit. Well, because it's untouched.
Oh,
so there's people who's, like, washing on the line.
Oh, my God.
So it's, like, this, like, snapshot of history. So he was doing it as, like, you know, like a editorial project. And it
was,
and I found that, pictures from that really, really,
really
scary.
Because it's that absence of people, I think, that's really scary.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I sometimes feel like a sad, cold feeling. Like, if I'm in certain bits of the countryside, not always the countryside, but sometimes in the countryside, I just feel like, but where are the people? Or if there's like a big grass, if there's a lot of grass verges in a sort of suburban way, if there's like a lot of like, if it feels like very spaced out, I kind of go, why are the houses so far from the people? I get really sad about that.
That's quite an odd thing.
Hmm.
Don't know what that means, Tom.
It means I'm probably insane.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
I think, yeah, because there's that feeling of isolation that I like in something like The Shining, which actually I think is probably my favourite horror film.
Oh, so good.
So good. And someone was telling me about The Shining as well, like how it's very clever in terms of the layout of the set. So have you seen it?
Yeah.
You know when they go to the hotel manager's office?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently there's like, it's really bizarre because there's windows in that office. But when you're trying to imagine the plan of that building, there's no reason that office should have windows. Because you go in through the reception over the back of reception, and then suddenly you're in a room with a window, but your understanding of the building is there wouldn't be a window there.
But was that like someone in continuity not realising, or are they
maybe,
doing it
maybe, maybe. Well, I was told it's like it's supposed to disorientate you. So
but
like,
then that's the same with all the
jarring.
Like I know that it's quite a 70s design anyway, but that's why all the like the wallpaper and the carpet, like it's all really jarring.
Yeah, oh,
so it
right.
looks sort of frantic
unpleasant.
Or there's something about it that looks sort of...
There's something haunting about hotels. I think if you let your imagination, which some of my imagination will run wild.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely.
Like walking through a woods. Oh, walking through a woods late at night.
Terrifying.
Faces everywhere. Although that was on Hampstead Heath. No. No, it wasn't. But that would be... I think you probably would see some faces.
I mean...
hiding in the undergrowth.
Just waiting.
Waiting. But, and maybe some of your favourite pop stars. But the...
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Maybe. I would find that very, very frightening. But The Shining, yes, I do. I think it's probably my favourite of the scary films. Mm. And there's something about that isolation that you go, where are the other people? They're far away. They're in the town.
Yeah.
Isolated.
And the snow makes you, because of all the snow in The Shining, it's like,
oh, yeah.
You're trapped. That's the thing that I find most, I think that's the thing that I buy into most in horror film.
Mm.
Like, you know, it's something that will make me sort of on edge is the idea of people being trapped or they like if it happens like on a boat or yes. on, you know, the idea of like, no one else around. You've only got these people with you. Because then,
oh, like a dinghy,
it always
like
becomes
like the Woolwich Ferry.
Yeah, it always becomes a little bit Lord of the Flies, doesn't it?
Oh, do you think that's and does that scare you?
Yeah, of course.
Having
well, not of course,
spike.
But yeah, yeah. I think it does. That sort of. There's a film called Donkey Punch. Yeah, because of that.
What? So what's that about?
So it's about these teenagers, like a group of, I say teenagers, early 20s maybe. They go. One of them. They're all on holiday in somewhere like Magaluf, and they
already
find, and they one of the young guys is looking after his like summer job is looking after this yacht for this really rich guy.
Oh,
and he sort of takes the rich guy out on the yacht every day and whatever. Anyway, there's a couple of days where the rich guy's away, and they meet these girls on the beach, and they're like, oh, and he's got some friends that we should go for like a day trip out on this.
Oh, he's going to show off his boat.
Exactly. So this girl, show off the boat. Anyway, they end up doing like loads of drugs and drinking lots.
Oh.
And then it's called Donkey Punch.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what the Donkey Punch thing is.
Well, I think...
It's a sex thing where like you punch a girl in the neck while you're having sex. It's all really horrible. Anyway.
I hope no one's listening to this with their family.
Oh, my God. I'm so... And... and
Mom, what's donkey punching?
Anyway... A girl gets donkey punched, she dies.
Oh my God.
Then it becomes, he's being like, the guy that was sleeping with her is obviously like, we can't go back. Like, I'll go to prison.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And then they're like, oh,
in
well,
a Magaluf prison. Ooh,
and then they're like,
that.
Oh, we're going to get rid of the body. And the girls are obviously like, we're not getting rid of the body. She's our friend.
Yeah.
So then that becomes, and that, it's not a great film, but it
no,
is.
No, it doesn't sound it.
No, it's not. I'll tell you who's in it.
Oh.
Jamie Winston?
Is that a boy or a girl?
That's Ray Winston's daughter.
Oh, right.
But it's good.
What would you do in that situation?
Actually, it's not good because there's way too much nudity in it, but it doesn't matter. Anyway.
Oh, there is?
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh.
Sorry, families that listen.
What families are listening to this podcast? The
Our family.
Our family of like-minded friends. But does that scare you? What, just bad films scare you?
Bad films scare me.
Being in a bad film, bad acting. Oh, no.
No, but I think that idea of, like, everyone turning on each other.
Oh,
is
yes.
sort of terrifying. And when the stakes are high.
Oh, I love steak.
Exactly.
Yeah.
When you're high and you're eating steak, it's just...
The thing I think is that it's always about, like, the natural human emotions, like you said earlier. It's always about these feelings of, like, being thrown out of the herd.
Yes.
Being expelled from the herd.
Community, yeah.
Or it's about the rules changing. See, I've never seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Have you seen it?
I tried to watch it. It was too... it was too gory.
Oh, is it very gory?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. My friend studied it and she said, I think what makes it most scary is that it sort of takes the most normal situation and flips it. And apparently it's all in the daytime, which I thought was very scary.
Oh, that is scary. Have you seen Wolf Creek?
Is there a lot of nudity in it?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, I haven't seen it then.
That's terrifying. A guy that, you know, when it's like a tourist kids, British kids in Australia.
Oh, what a terrifying thought in itself.
You're going to Australia next week, so I'm going to tell you this. So he lives near, like, one of those, like, you know, the sort of drives. You know, like the long drives that you can do around Australia. He lived, like, that have, like, beautiful scenery and all that sort of thing. Yeah. This creepy guy lives near there, and it's like in the middle of nowhere, which so much of Australia is in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Anyway, the thing that he does is he goes and, like, tampers with, whilst they're looking around, like, the big rocks or whatever, that he tampers with their car.
Oh, no.
And then they're like, oh, the car won't start. And then about an hour later, he drives past with his truck and he's like, oh, you're having car trouble.
Oh.
And then he, like, drugs them and cuts them up.
Cuts them up?
Yeah, one of them gets away. It's all really dramatic. It was really, it's actually a really hard watch.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's great for journeys, but that does seem to happen quite a lot in Australia. They like a bit of that.
What, actually in real life?
I think so.
Oh, God, that's terrifying. But see, I find that scary about Australia, when it's like, you know, when you see those long shots of people, like, driving.
There's roads that go on forever.
And there's no one.
There's no one there. That's why I shouldn't learn to drive.
I mean, I'd end up on one of those roads. In England.
Yeah, but you know what it's like. You take a wrong turning around Orpington. You don't know where you are. You're on a road for miles and miles. Suddenly you're in St. Mary's Cray. It's a nightmare. Talk about haunting. I tell you, if you've seen some of those shops on Seven Oaks Way, they are terrifying.
I'm sure. I can imagine.
So we always used to go to MFI before it closed. James Bond.
Great anecdote.
Great anecdote. Yeah.
What's... I tell you what we haven't done lately.
What?
Top three.
Oh, let's do that. Top three horror films.
Okay.
Mine is The Shining.
Yep.
The Orphanage. And I feel like there's another one here. Oh, The Signalman, which is a BBC... Oh, you'd like that. It's very scary. BBC film from the 70s, I think. 60s, 70s.
Oh, God, yeah. Whatever was happening at the BBC at the 60s and 70s. Absolutely horrifying.
It wasn't a documentary. But the... It's about a man who's a signalman on the railways, and he works by a tunnel, and the trains keep crashing because they see a man with no face waving at them before they go through the tunnel.
A man with no face?
Isn't it terrifying? Faces, I think, are very scary. A friend of mine has a fear of masks.
Oh, I can completely get on board with that.
There's something scary, isn't it, about... Because I think we learn to recognise facial recognition
but
as a baby.
But people just concealing who they are.
Oh, it's terrifying, isn't it?
So,
Which is why I think we don't like it if people aren't telling the... If we feel like we aren't getting the real deal from someone on stage. Like, if a comic isn't being genuine, then we're like, don't trust... I don't like this. It's scaring me. That's what I think.
On that note, I've always found terrifying, mm-hmm. which I'll put in one of my top three films.
Yes.
The Halloween movies.
With
Jamie Lee Curtis
and Michael Lee Curtis.
That's what the killer's name is, isn't it?
Oh, is it? I haven't
seen
it.
Michael.
She
knows him.
I think I saw H2O.
Yeah, absolutely dog shit. But the early ones are terrifying because he's just sort of like wearing a boiler suit and you don't know. And like they've got some history and it's really scary. And then I'd put in Scream because I think it's a classic.
Classic go-to.
Well, I think it's... After rewatching it the other day, I really liked how they really played up to scary movie stereotypes and that they're aware of it. There's like a nod to things.
Yes.
Like, you know, oh, well, you know what? I suppose a scary guy's going to come in now and kill someone else. Like, it's kind of...
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
It's like point horror.
Like point horror.
Did you ever watch Scary Movie, the spoof of it?
Yeah.
That's my favourite.
And then I'd have to go with The Shining. I'll agree with you.
The Shining. And what are your bottom three? What are your worst?
Oh, God, films that are just terrible.
I'll tell you what mine is.
Go on.
The Exorcist.
You don't like it?
Load of nonsense. What was the big deal about it? Laughed about it. Everyone at school was like, you should never watch that film. Apparently, a girl at another school, she watched it, and then the next day, she was dead. Mike wasn't related. She was probably just very ill. And I just think it's all caught up in that very American obsession with... like the Bible and like religious fervour. Like it's always like, then the priest has to come at the end and it's all like...
Have you seen The Exorcism of Emily Rose?
No, I haven't.
Oh my God. It's utterly terrifying, but complete dog shit. Again, they basically remade The Exorcist and it's a girl that's possessed.
Okay.
And of course a priest comes in.
Have you seen Repossessed with Leslie Nielsen?
No, I can imagine it is.
Well, it was funny when I watched that.
Do It For My Do-Love, that's a horror film, The Omen.
Oh, now I've never seen that.
Oh, it's terrifying.
I've only seen a bit of it with the glass and the chopping the head off.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they sort of see it's all very scary.
He sees things and they happen.
It's really weird. Someone in the movie is like a photographer.
Oh, yeah.
And when they develop the films, you can see...
Oh, classic.
Yeah.
classic. Is it a bit like Amelie when she's got her camera?
Yeah, it's the that car bold accident. Guy.
Bold guy. The
Oh, Tom, we've done way over.
Oh no, have we? I tell you what's a scary film. Mm-hmm. Rosemary's Baby.
That is such a great movie.
I love it so much. We watched it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. When did we watch it?
In Edinburgh with Hannah Gadsby.
Oh,
that was one of my favourite Edinburgh nights.
Yeah, that was
when we just
great.
Watched that.
Rosemary
and
Baby.
It's all and it's so funny with those funny people next door.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
you gotta you gotta drink the juice. Have you had your juice? Oh, you know what it's
I'll
like.
Let me have a look at the baby. And I tell you what else is really scary.
Oh, you're showing.
Similar to that.
Oh yeah.
Scary in a similar way. Have you seen Single White Female?
No.
It's great.
As you know, I don't see women.
You don't see, of course. Basically, it's a woman that steals another woman's identity.
Oh my god! Like identity fraud.
Yes, but she actually like takes her husband, gets her hair cut, and then the woman starts being like, "You're me," and she's like, "No, I'm not. I'm so and so."
Oh, it's that thing again. It's that thing of like
thrown
out of your comfort zone, and also it's like the world is against me. I've been expelled from the herd. No one understands me.
And again, it's in broad daylight.
Broad daylight, like Rosemary's Baby. So scary.
So scary.
So scary.
Well, listen, I hope that our dear, dear listeners.
Oh, listeners,
aren't
we hope
too
we
terrified.
Haven't. We hope we haven't terrified you. Probably not. But we hope you get a good night's sleep if this is sending you off to sleep. Or you're probably asleep by now.
Yeah,
or
probably.
You're getting frantic if you're going, I'm still not asleep.
Well, don't worry. If you can't sleep, don't worry about it. Go for a walk.
Go for a walk on Hampstead Heath for 2 hours. Look out for your favourite pop stars. And just, you know, just enjoy your lives and don't be scared. Never be scared.
That was utterly terrifying. Thank you for listening to Like Minded Friends.
Oh, thanks for listening. And if you like us, come and see us in the autumn when we're going to be on tour, Susie and I.
Yeah, we'll be doing actual jokes. And fun things and
fun things. Please come and join us. Details available on our websites, susieruffle.co.uk or tomindeed.com. Otherwise.
Oh, and also, Tom's on the most recent episode of Cats Does Countdown?
It went out a couple of weeks ago, but you can still get it on. Yes, you can still get it on your information player.
So check that out.
Do check it out.
Okay.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I having fun now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.